بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا وإن أبغضكم إلي وأبعدكم مني يوم القيامة الثرثارون والمتشدقون والمتفيهقون قالوا يا رسول الله قد علمنا الثرثارون والمتشدقون فما المتفيهقون قال المتكبرون رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن هذا جابر رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the most beloved of you to me, the person who will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, are those people from amongst you who have the best of character. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the most beloved of you to me, and those who will be seated most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, are those who are best in character. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the worst of you to me, and the one who will be most furthest away from me on the day of Qiyamah, are the following. Rasulullah explained these following people using three words, which are not very common words. Sahaba understood the meaning of the first two, and the third one, they asked Rasulullah what was the meaning of the third one. So Rasulullah said, "Al-Tharthaarun." Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, "Al-Tharthaarun" to mean, "Huwa kathirul kalami takallufan," one who talks excessively, out of no need. So he forces himself to speak excessively. So he is known as al-Tharthaar. So such people will be kept furthest away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are most detested to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, they talk excessively for no real reason. Takallufan, they force themselves to speak a lot. And then wal-mutashaddiqun, al-mutashaddiq al-mutatawilu 'ala an-nasi bikalamihi. ويتكلم بملء فمه بملء فيه تفاسحا وتعظيما لكلامه. It refers to that person who brags when he speaks. In other words, he thinks of himself to be superior to others when he articulates himself. He speaks with a mouthful, تفاسحا, to show how articulate he is, how eloquent he is. وَتَعْظِيمًا لِكَلَامِهِ, and to give superiority to his speech. In other words, he makes himself to be very good speaker, and in doing so, he looks down upon people. وَالْمُتَفَيْهِقُونَ, they ask, Sahaba ask, what is the meaning of mutafayhiqoon? In this narration, Rasulullah explains, المتكبرون, those who are arrogant and proud of themselves. Ulama explain, المتفيهق أصله من الفهق وهو الامتلاء. The original meaning, the Arabic meaning of متفيهق, means to fill something. So it refers to that person, وهو الذي يملأ فمه بالكلام ويتوسع فيه ويغرب به تكبرا وارتفاعا وإظهارا للفضيلة على غيره. Similar to what we did already, where a person speaks with his mouth full, and he uses very very different and uncommon words. One is the normal common language that we speak, everybody understands. And the same thing a person says, but he uses very, very rich language and very difficult words, which are not common. Person has to check up the dictionary to understand what you are saying. So the reason for this is not the person is naturally speaking eloquent. There are people who speak naturally, they are eloquent. Here the person does this out of pride, takabbur. And therefore, Rasulullah said, فَمَا الْمُتَفَيِّقُونِ وَزْعَاسِ إِسْتَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ, those who are proud and arrogant. So in other words, they try to display their superiority over others. So even in our speech, one is to articulate ourselves, to be eloquent, there's no problem in that. But if it is to show off our oratory skills, to show off and to be superior to others and make another person feel low and down, this is not permissible. باب الحلم والأناة والرفق, the 74th chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi talks about حلم. حلم, we talk about the person is حليم. In other words, this Hil means forbearance. Wal anat, composure, not to rush into something. Wal rifq, to be gentle, to be soft. قال الله تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah Ta'ala says, and those who drink the anger, they swallow the anger, and they forgive people. Allah loves those who are good to others. وقال تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Allah says, adopt forgiveness, instruct that which is good, and ignore the ignorant ones. وقال تعالى ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة. Good and evil can never be equal. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Allah Ta'ala says, resist that with that which is best. The one, so in other words, somebody does evil to you, now you will resist him or you will repel him in a very kind way, in a nice way, in a polite way. If you do so, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Then that person between who you and himself, there was enmity. Now because you resisted him in a nice way, polite way, he'll become your bosom friend. In other words, you express tolerance, you showed composure and softness and kindness. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Only those who are patient, they receive such type of traits and characteristics. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Only the one who is most fortunate, who has a great portion in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is inspired to do so. In other words, he is forbearant, he is composed, he is soft. And the last verse, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever exercises patience and forgiveness, then this is certainly from the resoluteness of matters. Here, Allah Ta'ala is telling us to make sabr over the harms of people and to forgive others. We know it's going to be Laylatul Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, 15th night of Sha'ban. And on that day, people who have shahna and baghda, who have enmity within themselves, they will not be forgiven. Before the night of Sha'ban, when it is too late, now we have one or two days left, we should ask for forgiveness. If we hurt some person, ask the person forgiveness. If that person doesn't forgive, we are absolved of it. That is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at least do our duty, and we must also learn to forgive others who may have harmed us. Inshallah, if we do this, then our du'as will be answered on that night. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.